It's, yeah. Oh, you put your glasses on now. That's aged you 10 years, that has. Now, Jason, just tell us a bit. You got a shop in Shanklin.
That's right, Isle of Wight Feet.
Isle of Wight Feet. Okay, you want to talk about a number of things. I got a funny feeling you're going to have to come back, and we'll talk about a lot of other things as well. But first of all, you want to talk about the feet, or you're just talking about skin as well? You made that thing where you said it was a sweeping statement. What is the biggest? Because we both looked at each other, didn't we? The biggest organ is the skin.
The biggest organ in the body.
And I'm thinking, really?
Yeah. And the heaviest.
You've never seen me. So I thought it was something else. Not that either. But it is the skin. What do you want to go for first? Feet? Skin?
Well, I was going to talk about falls prevention, actually. And falls with those people that are find themselves on the floor and not realising why. So, I've got a couple of things to talk about there.
Okay. Well, let's tackle that one first then.
Right, okay.
This is footwear then?
Well, over a period of time, we've seen people who have fallen, and mainly it's due to feet and footwear, if you like, from where we're looking at. So we've tried to do a resume of reasons why, and we're going to do some lectures and talks to people and groups who are interested to educate people, if you like, and help them out. Obviously, we can provide footwear for those people who've got very swollen feet and problem feet, and where their balance is the cause, so we can... You're looking at mine or your feet?
I'm looking at your feet.
Oh, mine.
Sorry, because you wear Crocs usually, don't you?
Ah, well, this is a new... Well, it's not a new brand, it's a German brand,
right.
And it's a version of what's called the MBT. And what they do is... I'm not sure whether MBT are going on the island, but anyway, they're a squidgy sole... So it replicates natural terrain. So that's mud, sand and grass. Or
right.
Grass.
Grass?
Yes.
Grass.
So it's like walking on the intended terrain. So concrete is an absolute killer for your joints and your feet. Mm. So as we're talking about it now, concrete makes your posture change. So I regularly treat people with knee, hip, lower back, neck ache, aching feet and legs, varicose veins, because the feet have dropped or rolled in or collapsed because concrete is so, so hard. So going back to these shoes quickly, these put your foot in the right position. Orthotics do the same thing, which is a device in the shoe. But these are the only brand of shoe recognised by German, I think it's German or Swiss, osteopathic or back expert's body.
Right.
So what do you want to talk about first?
Well,
there's loads there, aren't there?
Look, I'm going to come and see you soon, because a lot's happened since the last time you come in.
Okay.
I mean, you haven't said how well I looked. I've lost 2 stone.
Well, actually...
But I'm doing a lot of walking, okay? And I keep saying to the wife, I need some proper walking shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Training shoes, boots. I don't like the boot things, but, you know, because I like to wear shorts and boots don't, you know, they don't look right. So I'm going to come and see you, because every time I go somewhere, you know, you put your foot in and there's nothing underneath. They're so thin, you know, so you want someone a bit sort of... And what you're talking about there is the sponginess, and that sounds all right. So I am going to come and see you
right.
In the next couple of weeks. I've got a birthday coming up, and I've said to the wife, I want a pair of decent shoes. So I am going to come and see you about that. So we're talking about shoes, we're talking about footwear and so on. How does that... Have a look at the lady next to you. Have a look at her feet there and her shoes. Do you think, you know, because she keeps falling over?
No, I don't.
She's always fallen over, but I think she's fallen over for different reasons.
Oh, not enough water in it.
No, I have got a question for you.
Yeah.
I suffer with sciatica.
Okay.
And I was talking to someone the other day, and she knows someone that suffers with sciatica, and she's got something that she can put inside her shoe, and it's helped her an awful lot.
Well, your feet are your foundations. Mm. So all I do sometimes is quote people the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Of course, if it's out at the bottom, it's going to be way out at the top, isn't it? So an orthotic or a shoe like this, or even Crocs, will rectify the position of your foot, which has a knock-on improvement on the foot, the ankle, the knee, the hip, and the lower back. And then when the lower back changes position, that traps a nerve, or can, and it shoots across and down the leg.
Yeah, that's I've got the trapped nerve, and it's right in my bum. Mm-hmm. My trapped nerve is not in my back, it's in my... sort of top of my leg and my bum, which I sit on a tennis ball a lot.
And so can you cure that with a shoe?
Can I? You know, so something we could put in. I don't want to wear shoes like that.
No, they're a bit ugly, aren't they?
But well, they're not
they're
ladies.
So comfy.
Hang on, let's have a look at yours. I can't see. Well, they look kind of natural, don't they? Have they got plenty of give at the bottom there? They got plenty
well,
of...
look at this.
Well, they look really comfortable.
They just give.
But yeah. I can't wear them. They'd look funny with that.
Do you, when you put your foot in, you've got plenty, you're standing on plenty. Whereas some of these places, you buy these shoes, and they're so thin, your feet are almost on the floor.
There is a...
Have you got, like, thick soles? That's what I'm saying.
And well, they are thick, yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it. I mean, some people need a thick sole or a thin sole, depending on what sort of foot condition they've got, if you like. But nevertheless, if you've got a thicker sole, that's going to compensate more for a very hard concrete surface.
Right.
So, generally speaking, the more support or meat you've got underfoot, that's going to be better.
Mm. So can you help me out with that, then?
Help you out? Which way did you come in?
would that help me out as well, then, if I got some sandals with thicker soles on?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've ordered a load of this brand. It's called Joya.
No, I can't have them.
Oh, but there'll be some pretty ones.
We should go out there. Make a day trip of it.
Yeah. We'll go out together.
We'll go out to Shanklin.
Could you get some mauve ones?
Mauve? Well, yeah. Mauve's quite a popular colour.
Oh, they're sandals, though, are they?
Well, we can draw on our resources. We use several firms... two of which are still made in Northampton, so that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah,
how much would a pair
good.
Of them set us back then?
Well, they're about 150, 60 quid,
right? Mm.
But they are exceptional, apparently, for people's backs. Mm. So that's going to be really useful for.
But if you only wear them X amount of times, you wear another shoes. You know, just say for instance, you've got one decent pair, but you wear others. Is that going to cause a bit of a problem? Do you need to wear them all the time?
If somebody comes in and they've got a particular problem with their foot, I tell them to not go barefoot for a single second for that reason, absolutely. Mm. However, it depends on the person, the condition, their weight, what they're doing, how much they're standing in one particular position. So the more you can wear a shoe or a support, the better, yes.
Okay. All right. Look, it's fascinating. We're kind of running out of time. We're going to get you back in. But you wanted to talk about water as well, didn't you? You talking about water? Do you mind? Because you were talking about water and you know how you know you need to hydrate the skin because the skin is the biggest organ that we've got.
Okay.
How old? Can I ask how old you are?
Let's guess, shall we?
All right, let's guess. Let's go guess. On, you go first.
40, 45.
Because he does look younger than.
He's got a son of about 40, 15. So yeah. 20, 30, 38.
Right, okay, let me have a guess as well, because when you first came in, I thought you were about 50-something, right? But now I'm looking at you, because you do look really well. I don't know whether you've had any Botox done or anything like that.
No,
but I reckon Shirley's probably about right, about 38, 39, possibly 40.
Are you after a bit of a discount or something?
No, not... Well, yes, I am, but no, we're not creeping. So, go on.
Well, I am 46.
46?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
Well, yes, you
so
see.
You look well on it.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You do. So is that the water, then?
Well, I'll tell you something. Largely, it is water, yes. A while ago, I started drinking distilled water... because every time I took a swig from the bottle of tap water, I coughed. And I thought, what is in this water? So when I started distilling the water, I had 7 skin conditions which just went. I could see slightly better, remember things, and think more clearly. This is honest. And they've never come back, apart from one, but that went on its own anyway. So if you drink tap water as opposed to filtered or changed water, if you like, and there's various ways to change it, the droplets that you ingest are bigger out of the tap than if you filter the water, so you are going to hydrate a lot better with smaller droplets, obviously, aren't you? So most people are dehydrated anyway, and I think your brain is 80% water and your body's 75% water, so people just don't realize the importance. So I'm testing it all, and I really do drink as he reaches right. Yeah, so I drink at least probably 2 litres of water a day.
2 litres?
Yeah, but you sip it through the day, really. I mean, I'm lucky because I've got it on my right, but if you just change the habit of a lifetime, then you can do it, and it's brilliant.
That's a lot of water. Are you forever going to the loo?
No, because if you ingest that sort of water, the body's going to hydrate better and it's going to retain the water because it hydrates intracellular, if you like, in between the tissues and everything. Whereas if you have tap water, you're going to want to go to the loo. Mm. Your body wants to get rid of it. Mm. Okay. And you might feel bloated, mightn't you? I don't. Oh. And our dog absolutely loves alkaline, filtered, treated, magnetised, energised water.
Oh, right.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what's fascinating? Will you come back again and spend a bit more time with this?
Yeah.
You do. I'm not taking a mickey. You do. The last time, I know it's been probably quite a few months since I last saw you, but when you came in, I thought, crikey, you don't have to look younger. I thought you'd had a bit of Botox.
He didn't have a beard then either, though.
Well, he grows, man. This hair.
he did have a beard.
Did he?
Yeah, he did have a beard.
You always had a beard?
Well, I do it every couple of 3 weeks, something like that. Yeah. Trim it.
Yeah. So anyway, just tell us, if you want people want to come and have a look at the shoes and get some expert, advice and on your feet and so on and so forth, there is a website and there is a shop as well. Tell us about it.
The shop is in Cross Street, which is off North Road, which is diagonally opposite Boots, which might be easy to understand.
Yeah. Cross Street.
Cross Street, yeah. Phone number 86, that's Shanklin, 4444.
That's easy to remember. You remember that.
Yeah.
86444.
Yeah. And the website is simply iwfeet.co.uk. And you can find stuff out via that.
Okay. Brilliant. Now, we're going to have to take a break and we will come back. Will you come back again? And is Monday a good day for you?
I'll check my diary, but...
check your diary, come back in, because I think it's a fascinating thing.
Yeah,
in the meantime, we're going to come out and see you as well. You don't open Saturdays, though, do you?
We open every day except Sunday.
Except Sunday,
And we don't bother with bank holidays anymore.
Mm. Oh, right, okay. Mm. I don't blame you. I wouldn't either.
No.
I don't work. It's all recorded. we do get other people to do it now. Okay, brilliant. Thanks for coming in.
Lovely, thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you very soon.